Holy name is to consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. Sometimes one may argue that the holy name is not taking effect despite repeated chanting for a long period of time. And one may claim that the holy name does not have the potency that we often promise. There are many people who argue in that way. They often feel that probably this kind of promises are made in the scriptures to make the common people follow some law codes to lead a righteous life. Such people doubt the efficacy of the holy name. But the scriptures also declare that to the degree one develops faith in the holy name and faithfully chants the holy name, to that degree the holy name will also produce such great results. Even the results such as liberation from the clutches of material world, freedom from the fear of death, all these things are not very great achievements in front of the holy name, because the holy name awards these things simply by a glimpse of it offers these benefits very easily. But the greatest benefit awarded by the holy name is the love of God. So Srila Prabhupada stresses a lot on the mentality or the consciousness with which one executes devotional service. Because if one's mentality is not proper, if one has an enjoying mentality, then the performance of devotional service is nothing but a mere show. And such devotional service will not produce the desired results at all. Gives a simple example. On a Vyasasana, you find the spiritual master is sitting and delivering a discourse. By dint of his surrender, the Lord is revealing the most sublime truths, which are commonly not revealed for the common man who is blind to such spiritual truths. But a spiritual master is able to reveal such great truths because of his connection to Krishna. On the other hand, there is also a bed bug which is sitting on the top of the Vyasasana and is looking for a place. How I can bite this person, drink some blood and go and hide somewhere on the top of the asana. So while people respect the spiritual master as a great Vaishnava and offer him respects, and they can understand that he is spiritually situated, they also know the material, bed bug is materially situated. His conscience is completely material. Similarly, two people can be chanting the holy name of the Lord. One may be completely empowered by the internal potency of the holy name, internal potency of the Lord, which is Ladini Shakti. One may be completely under the custody of Ladini Shakti. On the other hand, one may be under the three modes of material nature, which drive a person, which is the prime mover for all the conditioned souls in the material world. So the holy name will take its effect depending on what shelter one has taken. Has one taken shelter of the three modes, or one has taken shelter of the Hladini Shakti potency? Because when we take shelter of the three modes, we are also under the influence of astrology or astronomical, the Navagrahas. We are also under the effect of destiny, under the effect of karma. We are also under the effect of the desires arising from mind and senses. We are subjected to all these forces when we are putting ourselves under the shelter of three modes. But when we put ourselves under shelter of Hladini Shakti or Hladini potency, then the holy name that arises in the tongue will awaken love of Krishna and bring one closer and closer to Krishna. And that is made possible by Srimati Radharani, who brings a living entity closer to Krishna. So the consciousness matters a lot in the chanting of the holy name. That is why one cannot take the holy names very cheaply. And one cannot blame the efficacy of the holy name. Just like the sun can never be covered by the cloud. but the cloud can cover our vision of the sun. Similarly, the potency of the holy name is never deterred, diminished by anything material. But if we cover ourselves with a material cloud of anarthas, then we will not be able to access the efficacy of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.